Welcome to Homeschool Insights, the show that brings you biblical homeschool encouragement in under 10 minutes. I'm your host, Yvette Hampton. Homeschool Insights is sponsored by CTC Math. If you're looking for a great online math program, visit ctcmath.com and try it for free. Now on to the show. If there's going to be a time I'm going to cry, it's going to be when my girls leave my home or when my girls get married or when they have babies. Those are like the 3 days I could see myself crying between now and the end of my life. Other than that, I don't know. It takes a lot to make me cry. But I could see that happening because I love spending time with my girls. Most of the time, sometimes they make me a little crazy, but sometimes I make them a little crazy. So it's okay. We balance it out. But for the most part, I love the days I get to spend with them. And I am so grateful for these high school years with Brooklyn. I was a little terrified going into them for many reasons. You know, one, just academically, I didn't know, you know, how are we going to do this? Like, I barely made it through high school myself. How am I going to get a child through high school? And the Lord is so faithful. He has given us every resource we need. He's given us help. You know, we've got a math tutor this year to help with math because I'm like, she still asks me for help sometimes. I'm like, honey, no, I literally don't know what you're doing right now. This is why we're paying the math tutor. Call her up and ask her. But the relationship that I have with her is so much better than I ever imagined it yeah. could be. And I love it so much. And I'm so grateful for it. And I know that not every parent has a deep relationship with their child, but God is faithful. And I will say, if you're just now bringing your kids home and it's high school, it's the high school years, that can be a really difficult time to bring them home and have to reestablish that relationship with them. But it can be done. I mean, the Holy Spirit is powerful. And if you give that to the Lord, you might have to step back. You might have to regain that relationship, reestablish a relationship with them. Don't focus on the academics. Focus on the relationship first, their relationship with the Lord and your relationship with the Lord, and then your relationship with them. But as we talk through transitioning from these middle school years to high school years, the thing that constantly that I think about is letting go. Because these are the years where we're having to truly just let go little by little, piece by piece. And it's scary. You know, I as Brooklyn is getting more independent and doing more things with friends and, you know, less things without us, it's hard to let go. But I know that she's, you know, she's less than 2 years away from adulthood now. So we have to let her go and trust that the Lord has used us in her life. And so talk to me about that. Talk to me about these years of just letting go little by little. And how do we do that well?
Well, you know, I like to think of it kind of as a ball game, and we're gradually moving up the stairs, the bleachers.
The stadium.
Yeah, to a higher place. And so we're a little further away in coaching. You know, we're still very much coaching in high school, of mm-hmm. course, but every year that role changes a little bit until eventually they're out of the house and we're like on the top shelf, top seat of the balcony. And the cool thing is that at that place, we can see the whole picture so well, and it's the perfect place for praying for them. And so our role does shift a little bit every year, a little mm-hmm. bit every year. And yet I still feel like I play a very vital role in my kids' lives that are grown. But we've been doing all of this all of these years for that time to yeah. launch them. You know, right. that's the point, is not to make someone who's dependent on mom, but we're gradually making them more and more capable and more becoming who God intended them to be. Mm-hmm. And I just have to speak for a second to the moms that aren't quite at high school and they're like, can I really do this? Do I have what it takes? And when I was in that spot and had not yet had any in high school, but I was about ready to have my first one in high school, I attended a workshop taught by Jay Weil. I don't know if you're familiar. Yeah. Okay, I figured. Okay, so it was perfect timing because he told his story of how he came to homeschooling was that he was a college professor and he kept seeing that all of these homeschoolers that he would come, that would be his students, were just doing really well. And he mm-hmm. knew nothing about homeschooling. So he started investigating homeschooling. And the big key thing that he found was these kids on the high school level had learned to truly own their education. They were taking responsibility for it at this stage. And so they were managing, you know, this is going to be due in 3 weeks at that co-op. I need to, they had owned their education at a mm-hmm. whole nother level than the kids that had been spoon-fed on the high school level. So moms, you can do it. Professors do see a difference. Actually, my husband and I used to be on a board, on the homeschool board for a state for several years. And one of those years, a new college president had come to a local college there. And the college he had left, he had turned into the largest homeschooling dual credit college in the nation.
Oh, wow.
And he wanted to do the same thing at the new college where he was. And the professors were very against it. They did not want to have anything to do with teaching high schoolers. And he said, give it 1 year. And if you still are not on board, a majority, then I will not keep pushing for this. And at the end of the year, he said that they were on board for three primary reasons. One, these students, homeschool students in dual credit, participated in class better. Why? Because we've got our kids interacting with all different kind of age mm-hmm. groups,
right.
And they haven't been stuck in the back of a classroom where it was not noticed that they were kind of just mm-hmm. skipping by,
right.
You know, so they had been more engaged all along in that process. So they interacted better in school. Two, they seem to have a higher standard with the quality of work that they would produce. Mm-hmm. And thirdly, they were self-motivating and taking initiative on their own with their work on a whole nother level. So all of these college professors were on board. That was so encouraging yeah. for me to learn at that time. And so I kind of used all of that as a guide for me with high school to remember that these are my years that I'm incorporating a lot of life habits in them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I usually used the word success habits with them. So teaching them time management skills, for example, is a very big part of, it seems like I either will have a student who wants to rush through and do a poor job or is a perfectionist and wants to go very slow. And so it seemed like time management with all of my kids was a key thing to take time to teach them how to do that effectively and lots of other success habits at that time. The point being, it's not so much that you don't get caught up in, do I have what it takes on the academic side of things? Mm-hmm. There are classes for this and there's dual credit and there's online and there's so much great resources right. available. That is not hard. Equip them to be a good adult. Equip them to tackle life well.
Right. And do the hard things.
Yes.
Because that's hard to watch our kids struggle through things. But my nature is I want things to be easy for my kids. And I've learned through the years to allow them to do the hard things. Because when they succeed at the hard things, there's so much more joy than if I just take it away and say, oh, it's too hard. I don't Absolutely. Want you to have to do that because it might be difficult for you. You yeah. know, I mean, whether it's a physical thing or an academic thing, it's good for our kids to be able to struggle through these hard yes. times because especially in these years, we are preparing them for adulthood and adulthood is hard. Lots of parts of it are really hard and we don't want them to just give up and be like, we can't do it. I mean, and that's what we see with a lot of parents who choose not to homeschool is because it's hard. And they just say, you know what? It's hard. I don't want to do it. It's just too hard for me. And yeah. that's where we want to come alongside them and say, no, it's hard, but you can do it. And it is worth it. Thanks for joining us for Homeschool Insights. For more great homeschool inspiration and resources, listen to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And be sure to watch the film Schoolhouse Rocked: The Homeschool Revolution.